Okay. This is James. I'm back on the call. I apologize. I got knocked off.
Okay,
Jay. Thank you for being back on the call. All right. So, our lawyer is going to put himself on the track. So, I'm going to make a decision here. And it may not be parliamentary right, but I like us, because this is another impasse. So, I like us to all read motion six in order to consider motion 10 to be moved up. So that's my decision. I don't know if anybody wants to appeal or if anybody has something to say about that. I don't think we should take another vote to all directors have read motion 6 and 10.
Point of information, Jan Goodman.
Okay, as the secretary, hold on. As the secretary, can you please repeat that, Lauren, so I can get it down?
Yes. I'm making a decision that's fair, that before we make a decision on 10, that both number motion, item number 6, which is the motion from Alex Steinberg, and motion number 10, which is the motion from Chris, Nancy, and Eileen, be read, because I think that might solve our impasse and may lead us to mediation. So that's my decision. Bill? Who else?
Okay. Jan, point of information.
Go ahead, Jan. What's your point of information?
I think somebody else may have had another point before me. I heard somebody say...
No, Grace made her point.
It was me. It was Chris.
Oh.
Chris.
Okay. So I'm sorry, Lawrence. I'm not clear on what you said. Are you saying that you're going to have read both of those aloud and then we're going to vote on moving them up? Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm going to take, I don't know if I'm out of order, but as the chair, that's the prerogative I'm going to take, because I believe that would work on ending this impact that we have.
Okay. Can I speak for a moment? Point of personal privilege? Chris Corey?
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I just really wanted to hear what Ron Pinchback had to say, honestly. And that's why, you know, I voted the way I did. That's why I didn't want to end debate on it, is it didn't seem like the stack was that deep and that we could just finish it. But I'd also like to hear the motion, the two motions read side by side. But I don't know. It's not as important to me as hearing all voices in this debate. That was why I voted the way I did. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chris. I'm going to put you on the stack after
you have a point of information, then I want to get to Ron Pinchback, because that was specially requested. So do you mind if I go to Ron Pinchback, Eileen?
This will just take a second. I'm going to send out the actual motion, because what's in point 6 is just kind of the introduction to the motion. I'm going to send out to everybody the other content right now. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Make the pinch back. Ron, you have the floor.
This motion, I'm voting again. I voted against moving that motion up because, you know, once again, you know, this is going to require some debate and some time regarding mediation. I'd rather get all these other items out the way first, you know, and so that we can have that healthy debate without having to end it, because we got other items to get to. So, I mean, I've heard the motivations, you know, from everybody about moving it up. But nobody's talking about removing it from the agenda. So it would still be on the agenda whether we moved it up or not. I say leave it where it is. You know, let's get to the other stuff, get it out the way, and then we can get to it. And then we can have a vigorous debate about mediation. And that's where I stand right now.
Okay. Any other concerns from our
Bill,
directors?
Jan Goodman for the stack. Jan Goodman for the stack.
Who spoke before you, Jan? Did somebody speak before Jan? Hello?
Bill, can you hear me? Bill Crozier?
Yeah, go ahead, Jan. Bill, go ahead, Bill. Then I go to Jan. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
I did hear your voice before, Jan.
You know, I guess I kind of object to considering item 6 along with this. It's a separate motion, and there's factual inaccuracies. There's things that are false in item 6. And, you know, we can get to that when we get to it. But, you know, the item 6 doesn't deal with this. And the other problem is that having the mediation motion as number 10, we'll probably never get to it tonight. And that means we'll no telling when we'll get to it. And, you know, this is the kind of thing we need to put as a really high priority. We've taken all this time just an agenda approval, and we've got a bunch of other motions ahead of it if it stays as number 10. And number 6 has things that are false in it. It's not going to help deal with mediation at all. So I don't think 6 has anything to do with mediation. If anything, it will slow down or prevent mediation. So I object to... I mean, if you want to read number 6 now, it's fine, but then we're going to have to argue what's valid about it and what's not. And I think that'd be more appropriate to take that up when we get to that item on the agenda.
Alex on the stack.
Thank you, Bill. I got you, Alex. I'm going to Jan Goodman. You have the floor.
Thank you. I think that in another situation, taking care of shorter agenda items first and then a longer, more complex item at the end makes sense. However, what we've seen in the what I have experienced in the past is that items that are at the end of the agenda, we often don't get to at all. And if we do, we get short shrift. We don't get the full debate that Ron was explaining that we need on this mediation item. And therefore, I really urge everyone to move this item up to the top of the agenda and or as high up as it can be, so that we can get that rolling right away. And all of these other items, you know, they can be, we should get to them. But if we don't get to them, it won't be nearly as critical as not getting to mediation, because it's clear that we need mediation, concrete mediation, so that we can move our network forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other concerns? Any other directors wish to speak on this?
Yeah.
I want to put myself on the stack, but I want to hear from someone I haven't heard from. Who?
This is Donald for the stack.
Oh, go ahead, Donald. You have the floor.
Lawrence, you had two people speaking for the motion. You had nobody speaking against it.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Alex, for that. Ammunition. Go ahead, Alex. You have the floor, and then Donald Goldmacher will have the floor after you.
Let me just first of all say I'm all for mediation, but mediation requires a certain level of trust that the parties who are mediating start from a common basis. And that common basis has to be agreement to abide by the court order of November 6th. If there's not an agreement on that, there is no basis for mediation. So I am a little wary when I hear a director say that item number 6 has false statements. And all it says is that we will abide by the November 6th ruling and that the parties agree to drop further litigation. If we can't agree on that as a fundamental starting point, then I don't think we have a basis for mediation. I would like to have a basis for mediation, so I implore those who wish to mediate, and that includes me, to first affirm that they will abide by the court order of November 6th.
Thank you for Steinberry. Mr. Goldbacher. Yeah, you had the floor.
And Eileen to the stack after that.
Okay, Eileen. And then I will go after you, Eileen.
And Mansoor on that, please.
Am I being heard?
No, I didn't hear you, Dwayne.
About
I didn't hear you.
Before Alex and before Al, I'll speak louder. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't hear you. You will go after Mr. Goldbacher.
Thank you, Lauren.
Mr. Goldbacher, you have the floor.
I'm trying. I'm just being patiently waiting for the crosstalk to stop.
Please go ahead.
So my understanding of what the judge actually wrote yesterday, this morning.
Point of order? Point of order?
Yes, but state your point.
Can we answer the question about the agenda?
Whether we're going to put this high on the agenda or not, that's what's in order, Mr. Goldbacher.
I'm trying to respond to what Mr. Steinberg just said with regard to what the court actually said yesterday and wrote this morning. The only thing it said was that WBAI was to be reinstated prior to its October 7th shutdown. That's the only thing the judge ordered. The judge also indicated, she suggested, I should say, that we enter into mediation. That's what the judge said. I'm not sure what Mr. Steinberg is referencing, anything else that was there, because it wasn't.
So are you moving this item up on the agenda, Mr. Goldbacher?
What I'm suggesting is that we do address this issue of mediation, because that's been the admonition of two different judges, a federal judge and a New York State judge. I think we would be remiss to ignore two different judges' recommendations to this body. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldbacher. Dwayne Lloyd, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have stated and will restate that I am supportive. Don't wish.
Can I hear you?
Okay.
Speak up, Mr. Dodd, please.
I am supportive of mediation. Don't wish for it, but I support mediation. What I don't support is the hijacking of this process by which some of us have submitted properly and timely. Most
Chair, sorry, we can't hear. I can't hear Mr. Lark.
Okay, Mr. Lark, if you could consider that remark that Mr. Mansoor made, and maybe you could speak a little louder.
Yes, I will attempt to. If this is any better, this is about the best I can do.
That is much, much better.
Well, okay, thank you. I'm glad I could accommodate. I am supportive and will vote for a mediation. I do not wish for it. I do not believe in the concept of not understanding what you're going to go and mediate about. However, I will support it. I will vote for it. While I will not vote for the hijacking of this agenda, because I know for a fact that but for 12 individuals who got on this call to create a meeting in the first place, and then others came after the meeting, got a quorum. And we've seen that there's been a denial of quorum or an attempt of denial of quorum, and now we've spent an inordinate amount of time, and we know that technique. So what I'm suggesting is that we stop playing games with each other, allow the process to go forward. We get to mediation. I will support mediation, but it's just not right to first deny a quorum and then come into a meeting and try to make a particular item that you support the most important thing of a meeting. That's just wrong. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Law. Ms. Rosin, you have the floor, and then I will go after you.
Yes,
and
thank
put
you.
Me on stack, please. Put me on stack, please.
Okay. Please let me speak. Thank you. We're wasting an awful lot of time here, I will say. I don't think the position of a motion on the agenda is necessarily indicative of its importance. If we had just gone through the agenda, we would be on that point already. I'm noticing that the people who are for and against moving the point 10 is already breaking down into factions again. The point, and I will speak as one of the people putting forth the motion and the effort around mediation, it could be mediation, it could be facilitation, it could be negotiation, it could be conciliation. Part of the idea is to work together to define what it is that we want to do, how we want to do it, and what we want to do it around. Nothing is necessarily defined yet, but the way these meetings have been going and the way the interaction on the board, the way everybody's, well, not everybody, but you're all aware that we've had incredibly horrible levels of non-functionality, people getting together behind other people's backs to do things. We can't go on that way. We can't work as a PNB. We certainly can't do anything for Pacifica. So let's try, and I know I have a pretty testy tone in my voice right now. I'd rather not have that tone. We need to all drop that and drop our entrenched positions or climb out of our foxholes and find a way to work together and not just keep sniping at each other. And we're sniping in this meeting. I wish we would all stop that. I call on everybody in this meeting to just work on what makes sense and not just ally yourselves with your friends and you know, insist on your own position. I think I'm done.
Thank you, Ms. Rosin. Thank you so much. I'm gonna take the floor right now. So again, I have made a decision that that we need to stop the bleeding here, right? And one of the ways to do that, it's by affirming Mr. Steinberg's motion and showing some good faith, going some compromise, and then going into mediation. Believe me, I don't want to be a revisionist in regards to what has happened in the last couple of weeks. That really doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that, believe it or not, a person that has been in the minority here for a long time, what matters to me is that we try to come together and we try to compromise to the point where, and some of my friends may be angry at me, that we come to a compromise where we stop a blank check in regards to paying attorney fees and also show some trust, some good faith in motion 6 in order to get to motion 10. I think, you know, we've been on this one particular item agenda almost an hour and 15 minutes. I think if we would have continued to go down the list that I have in front of me, we probably would be at least to item number 7 by now, and we would have got to the mediation motion. So, again, that's my decision, and I hope that we could, you know, I commend Eileen for the words that she said, but again, I'm reaching out to those people that were antagonists before they came back into the PNB meeting to see if we could reach a good faith offer from both sides in order to get to the mediation motion. Thank you. I think Mansoor Sabat, you have the floor.
All right, thank you very
point
much.
Point of information.
Whose point?
Is Donald the point of information? A request
you know,
for information,
Rob,
sorry.
I've
go ahead, Mr. Gormacher.
Time limit on this.
Yeah, I would like item number 6, which I don't find in the agenda that was sent to me, please read to the group, because I don't know what motion you're referencing here.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gormacher. We'll do that. Mr.
Mr. Pointer, I understand your concern. This has been going on for a while, but there's unlimited time because the agenda has not been approved. So that's why we're still debating this.
Unlimited time on any... I never heard of such a thing. Unlimited time. Let's put a time limit on every issue.
Do you want to make a motion, Mr. Pointer? Make a motion.
Make a motion to put a time limit on it.
Go ahead. What time limit do you want?
5 minutes.
Half second.
Point of order.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Do you have a point of order, Mr. Grossman? Go ahead, Mr. Grossman. You have a point of order.
Another motion on the floor. And right now we that's out of order until we deal with the finish it through the agenda.
Mr. Pointer, Mr. Crozier is correct in his point of order. Mr. Parliamentarian, you want to confirm?
I saw that there were 5 minutes for agenda approval, and also I did not hear an extension of time. And I also heard that previous question was voted down. So right now you're so far out of time that you need to extend agenda approval or go on with the next item on the agenda, one or the other.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. All right. So, Director, you have had the opinion of the parliamentarian. I concur. And so I will entertain a motion to extend time on the approval of the agenda. Does that require simple majority parliamentarian or two-thirds?
Two-thirds.
Request for information, Bill.
Wait a minute. Back that up. Yes, it requires a two-thirds, but amending the agenda only requires a majority.
Okay. So... this is amending the agenda, is that correct?
No, this is extending time.
Extending time, okay. All right, so I have a request for information. Bill, go ahead.
Well, it's more of a point of order. The trouble is that we haven't adopted the agenda, so there's no real time limit yet. The only time limit only applies after we've finished approving the agenda.
Let me answer,
isn't that correct?
Bill. Because no, that's not correct. Because as I look at the agenda, item number two, I see 5 minutes. So that 5 minutes is all you have for agenda approval, unless you extend it.
But that was never approved by the body. That was my point.
We're operating from it.
Well, I make a decision that we go back to what's on the agenda and what the limitations of that agenda is, and that we move on.
What does that mean, Chair?
It means that I'm affirming what the parliamentarian said, is that we need to go back to the agenda because we've lost so much time and we lost focus on the approval of the agenda. And so we have been entertaining the motion, and we have not been getting into any resolution that has, in my opinion, no good faith shown from the maker of the motion and those who are supporting him. So that's why I'm making that decision. Go ahead, Ralph.
We have lost more time approving the change than if we went ahead with the agenda. Let us
take the
agenda, and I'm going to go astray here. Whatever happened to having a meeting? What is this precondition that we have to have somebody else approve of certain conditions before people come to a meeting? What is a meeting about except a meeting of mind, expressing opinions? standing behind the opinion, giving reasons. There is no need for going to some kind of pre-approved, I'm so sick of this nonsense with people who never did anything except go to a meeting. I'm talking about getting something done, and people talk about saving WBAI, but they keep getting in the way. It doesn't happen that way. Let us have a meeting. Let us go with the agenda that somebody set up. We set up the agenda. Let's finish the damn agenda instead of bullshitting. And excuse, no, don't excuse my language.
I second that motion.
Mr. Pointer, you have a way with words. You are very articulate, especially the last couple of words. Okay. So,
and I'd like to comment on that, too, if you don't mind. Just one second. You know, we took a vote to end debate, and with a clear majority, wanted to end debate. We lost that vote by one vote. Now, if you want to show some good faith, for the folks that voted in favor of moving this, how about showing some good faith and just saying, okay, well, I lost that vote. Let me go ahead and end debate so that we can move forward. You know, that's what's holding us up right now. This is ridiculous.
Mr. Chair, so
those minority members, you know, in this case, you know, I ask that you give. If you want the majority to give, then you got to give. Okay? So, come on. Let's end the debate on this thing so that we can move on with the agenda.
Mr. Chair,
the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Hold on one second. I want us to take a quick deep breath. And I'm going to go to the parliamentarian. Go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Okay. In this particular case, Mr. Chair, if I were in the chair...
There's background noise. I'm sorry. Could you mute your phone if you're not on the call?
Mr. Chair, just simply say, if there are no objections, the agenda is approved, and then go to the minutes. That's what I would do if I were in your seat. And if there is an objection to approving the agenda, just go down the row, and you only need a majority for that. So without objection, the agenda is approved, and the next item is the minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. Okay, I'm going to rule, I'm going to support that opinion, and I'm going to rule that the agenda is approved and that we move on to the next item on the agenda, which is minutes approval.
Did we vote
Wait
on
a minute.
Moving? Did
we
vote
didn't
on moving?
Vote,
the
we didn't vote on cutting off debate. We need to vote
hold
on cutting off
hold
debate.
Hold on. What did you say, Nancy? You were heard first, Nancy.
Okay. Yes, I had a question. Did we vote on moving the item 10?
No, we did not. We are in an impasse, and I'm going to move the agenda on. That is my decision.
I appeal the ruling of the chair. I'm sorry that I have to do that, but we have a right to be heard. This is Chris Corey. I appeal the ruling.
I understand, Chris, but I think, anyway, I'll state my reason.
All we need to do is vote on the amended agenda. That's all we need to do. If you want to move on, just bring it to a vote. But this is just leaving
the
agenda the way it is. I'm sorry. It just
okay.
Yeah.
So I
move that we end debate on this motion to move that item 10 to 1 and vote on it.
The problem I have with that, Nancy, is that requires the two-thirds, and we didn't even come close to that the last time. To end debate.
Why don't we try again?
Vote on it.
Amending the agenda only requires a simple majority.
All right.
Okay. You want to make that motion, Mr. Corey?
Yeah, I would like to move on to a vote on amending the agenda to move item 10 to item 1, or item 2, or whatever it is.
Second.
Okay, that was second by Mr. Goldmacher?
That is correct, Lawrence.
Thank you.
So this is a motion to end debate. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Work on some information.
No.
No, it doesn't. I'm not going to take any more. That's it. Grace, take the roll.
Is this Nancy's motion? That's what I'm trying to figure out what we're voting on.
We're voting on moving.
We're voting
amending
on
the agenda.
Whether we want to amend the agenda to put item 10, which is this mediation motion, as first thing on the agenda before minutes approval. Okay? Grace Aaron votes no. Gary Bost is not here. Robin Collier, not here. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yep.
Sabrina Jacobs is here?
That is correct.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
No.
All right. Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchbeck?
No.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Nope.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. So we have Sean Rhodes. No, Sean Rhodes voted no. Eileen Rosen?
I'm so fast.
Abstain.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and one abstention. Lawrence, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Pardon me?
Yes, I vote no.
Okay. So we have 10 no's, 8 yeses, 1 abstention. This motion fails. So we can move on to the agenda.
Minutes approval.
Minutes approval.
We actually
item number 3, minutes approval.
Sorry, but
Chair,
we have to redo for the agenda. We have to vote to approve the agenda. The amendment failed. We have to vote to approve the agenda.
That's correct.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Okay.
Second.
Point of order. It doesn't need to be. We're out of time. We can either all accept the agenda, or we can vote to approve it or disapprove it.
Are there any objections?
You know I'm going
to
object.
Okay, so there's objections. Okay, so we'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay, this is a vote. A yes vote is to approve the agenda. Grace Aaron.
Say it loud. Approve the agenda. Make it clear.
Okay, this is to approval of the agenda. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost. Robin Collier. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
All right. Ronald Goldmacher?
Pass.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
All right. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Robin.
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay.
Robin Collier's here, apparently.
Sean Rhodes?
Robin Collier is putting the call.
Hear you. We hear you. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosin?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Thank you. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah, you passed.
No.
Okay. So we have...
No. You skipped me, Grace. I passed.
Donald Goldmacher?
No. Didn't you hear me?
I don't know who...
Donald Goldmacher votes no.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So now I'm going to count these votes up. We have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. So 11 yes. Let's see. No, 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 no's. Okay. So the motion passes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Secretary, that I think that was 12 yes and 8 no.
Okay, let me count again. Maybe you're right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're correct. 12 yes, 8 no. The agenda is approved.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next item on the agenda is minutes approval of the October 20th open session. Sorry, I'm eating something.
Mr. Chair, I move that the item be approved, minutes be approved.
Okay, motion. For the October 20th minutes to be approved of open session, is there a second?
Sean will second.
A second.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Are there any concerns? This is a 3-minute item.
Yes, Bill, for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I have a point of order. This is the secretary.
Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Yeah, according to past procedure, that Nancy Sorden will remember. The minutes are automatically approved unless there is a change or correction to the minutes. I'd like to ask the parliamentarian to...
That's Robert Rue.
That.
I would support that point of order. I think it's in order. Mr. Parliamentarian, you want to confirm?
Confirm.
Thank you, point Mr. Order. Parliamentarian.
Orders of the day.
Who's requesting the point of order?
It's Bill Crozier.
Go ahead, Bill.
And Jan Goodman, another
meeting,
point of order.
The meeting for October 20th was not a valid meeting. It's approving minutes for an invalid meeting is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't give validity to the meeting. The meeting did not have proper notice. It was in violation of the bylaws for multiple reasons. And despite some of the misinformation being spread around by email, the judge did not say anything about this either. And it's still not a valid meeting because of lack of proper notice. And it's out of order to approve minutes for a meeting that was not properly noticed and was in violation of the bylaws.
Dwayne logged to the chat.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna take a point real quick. I was in the courtroom when the judge did say that the October 20th meeting was noticed, was noticed appropriately. So I just wanted to provide you with that information, Mr. Coulter.
Well, point of order, that's hearsay. There's nothing in writing.
It's not in the order. It's not in the judge's order.
That's not a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Jan Goodman, point of order.
Okay. Who's it before Jan?
I requested the floor.
Ralph could have said.
Bill Crozier
okay,
was before
I'm gonna go to Jan.
No one else.
I'm gonna go to Jan, then I'm gonna go to Dwayne, then I'm gonna go to Mr. Pointer. Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
Yes. First of all, I agree that in general you don't have to approve the minutes, you just have to correct the minutes. But that is the case when the meeting, the basis of the meeting and the notice of the meeting and so forth is unchallenged. But in this case, the very basis of the meeting, that is to say the appropriate number of days notice of the meeting and the specificity of...
Ms. Goodman, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that the notice of the meeting was not specific, and therefore the meeting itself was out of order because it was a special meeting. According to our bylaws, says that the meeting has to be specifically noticed and nothing other than what is on the notice can be had, and it's supposed to be specific. The notice of that meeting
okay.
covered basically every possible thing that...
Ms. Goodman, your point has been received by the chair. Thank you so much. Mr. Lott.
Parliamentarian would like to speak.
Mr. Parliamentarian, you have the floor.
Yeah. The motion that just passed was about the minute of that meeting, and it's good that you did that, because whether the meeting was a legal meeting or not a legal meeting, you would still need to have the minutes if you had to go to court about that meeting and whether it was legal or not. So it is a good idea to take notes of that meeting, because you might need them later on in court.
Good. Point of order? Point of information?
Which is it?
Mr. Pinchback. Do you have a point of order, Mr. Pinchback?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Pinchback.
Didn't the court validate those meetings? And if, and since the court did, then this position, that Ms. Gilman's point is moot. Those meetings have been legally accepted.
Jan Goodman to the stack on this
Mr.
legal point.
Chair, this is Keeper. We're out of time, way out of time for this agenda item.
Okay. So
no,
I will move.
Point of order.
The
point of
court's order is.
Hold on. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, please. Stop.
Jan,
stop
talking.
Take a deep breath. Okay. We have. Ms. Salat on the stack, but time has expired. So you either move to extend time, or we move the agenda forward.
Point of order, it's Bill. Bill Crozier.
2 minutes, points of order.
Go ahead, Mr. Crozier. You have the floor.
You didn't rule on my point of order. My point of order earlier was that the meeting was invalid, and so we should not approve minutes for an improperly an invalid meeting.
I believe I did say that I received your point of order. So I didn't rule on it because I think it's out of order. Thank you.
I feel the rule of the ruling of the chair.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jan Goodman, I had other points related in addition to the point of lack of specificity of notice.
But Jan, you were going on and on and on, and I received your point of order. There's a ruling. Okay. Well, that was a long half. There was a ruling of the chair in regards to Bill Crozier's point of order. Mr. Crozier has decided to appeal my decision. So, you want to motivate your objection, Mr. Crozier?
Okay, thank you. We can't violate the bylaws or our
company bylaws,
both of which require notice. They have notice requirements that were not met for that October 20th meeting and a number of other meetings also. And the judge did not rule on that. The judge may have made some comment. It's not in the ruling. I've read every word in the ruling. It's not in there. And we should not be violating our bylaws or California law about notice requirements by approving minutes for an improper meeting. So
not true.
That's why we shouldn't be doing it.
Didn't you hear the parliament?
Thank you. Thank you.
I understand, but we shouldn't be violating California law.
All right, Mr. Crozier, you made your point. You motivated your objection. Now I get to speak. I hear you, Dwayne. I get to speak.
I'm on the stack. Let's have a meeting here.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Pointer. So just real quick, I believe that the judge admonished the other side, and I don't want to go into this revisionist history, but the bylaws are violated. People were disenfranchised. So that's the basis of my decision. And I believe it needs to be memorized in these minutes for any future action, any court action that may take place. So that's my ruling, and I stick by it, and I'll go to a vote. Madam Secretary,
Chair, could you repeat your ruling again? I didn't get it.
I'm going to take a vote to a yes vote. It upholds the ruling of the chair.
Right, and a no vote doesn't.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so Grace Aaron votes yes to support the ruling of the chair. Gary Boast? Robin Collier?
No.
Chris Corey?
Pass.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
All right. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
This is what mediation looks like. No.
You're not supporting the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I support the ruling of the chair, but I wanted to give the joke of mediation a chance. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette? Not here. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
All right. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No, and this is why we need mediation.
Okay.
That's a joke.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Never been more serious.
11.
Yep. Why don't you stop interrupting?
there are 11 yes votes, and there are, let's count up the no's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes votes. Mr.
No
Chair,
votes.
Would you like to vote?
You got
yeah,
wrong.
I vote to support
there.
My decision, yes. And the other thing I want to say is please try to be, try not to call out or scream at somebody else or make a remark. Let's try to get business done. Next item on the agenda.
Okay, so we have to vote for approving that set of minutes unless there are no objections.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the
yes.
minutes are approved.
Yes, I object.
Okay.
Yes.
That's Mr. Crozier, right?
Yes.
And Jan Goodman.
All right, Bill. And Jan Goodman. Okay.
Parliamentarian. Would like
parliamentarian.
Yeah, you've already approved the minutes. You already did the roll call for the approval of the minutes, and these comments that people are making about you can't approve minutes of an illegal meeting, they came after the vote. The minutes have already been approved. And one other thing, if you have a meeting and someone takes notes, it has nothing to do whether the meeting was illegal or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Parliamentarian.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda, item
Next,
4.
Point of order, there was no vote on the minutes.
There was.
And I've been taking detailed minutes notes, and there was no vote on that. We voted on whether to sustain the chair's ruling. That's all.
Before that, you voted on the minutes.
The reason why you appeal my decision because I made the decision that the October 20th meeting was noticed by it was a valid notice. So I would say that the parliamentarian is correct. And we don't need to vote. We need to move on to the next agenda item. Item number 4. Grace, you want to motivate? Grace, Kevin, you want to motivate your motion? Item number 4?
I'm sorry, I was muted. According to the parliamentarian, we need to take a majority vote, to move for a few minutes into closed session to approve the closed session meetings minutes of October 20th. And this motion must be approved by a majority vote. Then the body goes into closed session. No roll call is needed. The only business to be conducted is approval of minutes of the closed session of October 20th, 2019, and then approve a report out. Then adjourn the closed session, go back to the stream, and resume the open meeting. No roll needs to be taken or anything. So what we need to do is first just vote straight up down whether we're going to take a few moments to go into closed session to approve that set of minutes. So shall I roll for that?
I would ask for a second to the motion. Is there a second to the motion?
Rob,
request for information.
Okay. Rob has seconded it. And who requested information?
Mr. Dwayne Rock, request for information.
Go ahead, Mr. Lott. You have the floor.
Mr. Chair, did we not just state and restate that there is, according to Robert Rules of Order, no requirement to approve minutes? Did we not?
I believe that's what the parliamentarian stated. Mr. Parliamentarian,
yes.
Can you edify Mr. Lott?
Yes, I can. These are a different set of minutes. And when you get to this different set of minutes, the only thing that you have to approve is the report out.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do we have to vote to go into closed session?
Point of information. Chris Corey. Sorry.
Okay. This is a request for information from the secretary and the maker of the motion. Do we need to go in, to have a vote to go into closed session before we do the minutes approval? Or do we just go into closed session, Mr. Parliamentarian?
If you're going to approve minutes of a closed session, you have to do it in a closed session. So the answer is yes.
So we should go to a vote immediately to adjourn very briefly to a closed session for that?
Yes, that's what he said.
So I'm going to take the roll on this then. This is to
no, you don't
adjourn
have to
very
Bill, I'm, Bill, for the
hold
staff.
On, the parliamentarian is speaking.
Yeah, don't use the word adjourn. You
right.
make a motion seconded by majority to go into executive session for the purpose of approving the minutes and the report out. And once that's finished, then another motion to go out of executive session back into the open session and, you know, and go from there.
Okay. I'm
thank you, Mr.
Point.
Parliamentarian.
Point
take the roll, Madam Secretary.
Bill,
okay.
Can I bill for the stack? I asked you on the stack.
Votes yes. Gary
point
votes.
Of order. Point of order.
Hold on, please. And Mr. Parliamentarian, there's a point of order in order at this time.
He would have to state what rule is being broken.
You didn't recognize me on the stack. Oh, may I do that, please? You didn't recognize me. I'd asked to be on the stack, and also you didn't recognize Chris's request for information.
Well, I'm trying to get clarification.
Is this for going
right.
into closed session? Is this what this is about?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
for me, I don't know about
broken?
Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me
well.
Too.
Oh. Okay. What rule is being broken?
I have a request for information. I'm not saying that a rule's been broken.
All right. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead and state your request for information.
Could Grace Aaron please read the motion as it is in the agenda?
Yes. Adjourn to closed session to approve minutes of October 20th, 2019 closed session.
Okay. Thank
not
you.
Adjourn. Move to closed session to approve minutes of October 20th, 2019 closed session.
That sounds like an amendment to me.
It's not an amendment.
No, it's not. It's a question of privilege to go into executive session.
No. What I'm saying is that the agenda that is on that was sent to me doesn't say that. So I'm just saying that, you know, the wording's been changed. But okay. I don't know whether
I don't see where the wording has been changed, Mr. Corey. But I understand your concern. And then we're gonna come back. We're gonna hold on a second, Ms. Secretary. Then we're gonna come back into open session after we come out of closed session. So just realize that we're going to come back on the stream to the public out there. All right, take the vote.
Bill, I still asked to be on the stack before
this. Go ahead. I forgot. Yeah,
the motion, isn't it? Okay.
Wagyu has been broken, Mr. Crozier.
You didn't allow me to speak. I was to be on the stack.
And Jan Goodman for the stack for
in regards
point
to what?
Of order. Point of order.
In regards to what? Law rule has been broken.
You didn't allow debate on the motion.
The rule that a meeting has to, a closed session meeting has to be properly noticed. And the meeting of October 20th was not properly noticed, and I would like to have that noted for the minutes in this meeting and
okay.
in this.
So noted, Ms. Goodman. It's noted. Thank you.
It was not properly noticed for two reasons that I would like those noticed. One is that the notice of the meeting was not specific. It was supposed to be an emergency meeting. It's supposed to be specific as to what was going to be covered, and it was not at all specific. It was very general. It could have covered anything. And two, the proper number of days were not proper notification of the meeting. Thank you very much.
The parliamentarian would like
to respond.
All right, Mr. Parliamentarian, you have the floor.
Okay.
Who wants to be on the stack?
Mansoor.
All right, Mansoor, you have to state that there's a rule being broken, so just bear that in mind. Mr. Parliamentarian, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I could probably help a lot because I can state something that most people know, and that is that going into an executive session is a question of privilege. It's a question, it's not a personal privilege, it's a question of privileges of the assembly. And everyone on this board knows that you do not have to give previous notice when you're at a meeting and you want to raise a question of privilege. There's no notice requirement, there's no number of days or anything. Questions of privilege, whether they're personal or whether they're privileges of the assembly, they come up during the meeting. No notice is necessary. Thank you.
A question for the parliamentarian, Jan Goodman.
I appreciate that. Okay. I'm going to go to request for information.
From the parliamentarian, from Jan Goodman.
That would hold, Jan. You just went. I'm going to go to Dwayne Lott.
Sure,
you have the floor.
Orders of the
day have been called for. Orders of the day is that we go to a vote. I believe that we go to a vote at this time in regards. There's been a call for the order of the day. Point of orders are not well taken at this time. Mr. Parliamentarian, you want
to
confirm?
You never allowed me to speak on the motion.
You don't debate.
Mr. Parliamentarian, you want
to
confirm?
It's not a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, you had yielded the floor to Dwayne Lott and everybody else to talk.
Yeah, but then the orders of the day will call for, and that means that we go into a vote and no more points of order are taken. Is that correct, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Is that in order that someone can interrupt my floor privilege and say orders of the day after you yield the floor to the member?
Let me respond to that. The orders of the day right now are for you to respond to the request for information from Mr. Lott. That's the orders of the day right now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. Mr. Lott, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's a lot of circumvention going on here, and I certainly appreciate the fact that I wanted to ask you, Mr. Chair, with the member who is citing these two reasons why one would want to put in the record, would the member realize that you do not give specificity in a closed session meeting? So that is a rather redundant statement, and it's certainly not an accurate statement that it was vague, that it was, there is no requirement to disclose what is going to be discussed in an executive session. Thank you.
It's Bill Crozier, point of order.
Orders of the day, Mr. Parliamentarian, orders of the day, is this permitted to take a point of order?
Yes, it is, but the thing about it is there's no rule that I see that has been broken. If someone, for instance, Grace Aaron, makes a statement that she would like to raise a question of privilege, that is something that you automatically give, and you're not breaking a rule when you do that. And her point of personal privilege is to go into executive session, which is perfectly legal. There's no rule that has been broken.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. We'll go to a vote.
I still have a point.
I agree with the parliamentarian. We'll go to a vote. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
This is a vote to go into closed session with the only purpose to approve or disapprove the minutes of the closed session of October 20th, 2019, and to do a report out that was done. This is to go into
closed session. What's the motion again? Would you read the motion again?
Okay.
I see it on the agenda, but I understand it's not the same, or I just would need to.
It's just that the parliamentarian made a statement that it would be more proper to say move to closed session instead of adjourn to closed session. So I just, whatever you want to say. On the agenda it says adjourn to closed session to approve minutes of October 20th, 2019 closed session. And so the only business to be conducted in that short closed session is approval of minutes of the closed session of October 20th, 2019. then to approve a report out, and then go back to open session. Okay, so a yes vote on this means we go into closed session to approve or disapprove those minutes. Saren votes yes. Gary Bost? Not here. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No.
All right. Bill Crozier?
No.
No.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
No.
Right. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
All right. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette? Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay. James Baggerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Okay, I'll come back to Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Did you drop off? Are you muted? Okay. I don't hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm muted. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Yeah, abstain.
Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's, 1 abstention. Okay. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I wish to abstain. Thank you.
Okay, 2 abstentions. So the motion passes. Mr. Chair, you need to alert Fred Blair to take us off the stream for a few moments.
I'm present. I will be disconnecting from the phone call right now. Bye.
Okay, how would you like us to contact you when we want you back?
Text message or phone call. Either way.
Okay, very good. Let us know when we're off the stream.